This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine is celebrating a symbolic win against Russia in a war that has now lasted 50 days. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russians only gave his people 5 days tops, but they've made it 10 times longer, praising those who showed Russian warships can sail away, even if it's to the bottom of the sea. Ukrainian officials claim missile strikes sank a Russian guided missile cruiser yesterday. Moscow acknowledges losing the vessel, but says it was due to damage from a fire, not an attack. Either way, the Pentagon's John Kirby says the loss will hurt Russia, but it's unclear how much.
They still have quite a bit of naval capability.
Moscow's now accusing Ukraine of airstrikes in Russia and promising to step up strikes on Ukraine's capital. Kirby said yesterday other areas should get ready too.
Not just Kyiv, but other cities in Ukraine could still come under threat.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Washington Post is reporting that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recently made a direct appeal to U.S. President Joe Biden for the United States to designate Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Post made that report on Friday, citing people familiar with the conversation. The Post said President Biden did not commit to specific actions. The label state sponsor of terrorism can be applied to any country that has, in the words of the U.S. State Department, repeatedly provided support for acts of international terrorism. The official list currently includes 4 countries: North Korea, Cuba, Iran, and Syria. The French Interior Ministry said Friday that France will make housing and family benefits available for Ukrainian refugees. This is VOA News. A group of 6 U.S. lawmakers visited Taiwan on Friday, expressing strong support for the island's sovereignty and promising that the United States will help it resist efforts by the Chinese government to exert authority over what Beijing views as part of One China. The visit by lawmakers from both houses of Congress prompted a strong reaction from the Chinese government. China made official statements condemning the visit and also ordered large-scale military drills held in the waters near Taiwan. A spokesperson for the People's Liberation Army said in a statement, "Those who play with fire will burn themselves." Members of the U.S. delegation have criticized China for what they characterize as continued support from Moscow in the face of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They also drew parallels between Russia's actions and the possibility that China might attempt to take control of Taiwan by force. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has repealed his traffic-clogging immigration order that backed up commercial trucks at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Abbott wanted to cut down on the flow of migrants and drugs.
The Texas Department of Public Safety will continue to thoroughly inspect vehicles entering into the United States from every Mexican state except Nuevo León.
But tensions forced the repeal. Some truckers reported waiting more than 30 hours to cross. Others blocked one of the world's busiest trade bridges in protest. Governor Abbott is up for re-election in November. His opponent, Democrat Beto O'Rourke, says this was completely unnecessary.
And did absolutely nothing to improve the security and safety of El Paso, of Laredo, of FAR, of any one of our border communities, of the state of Texas, or of the United States of America.
Pressure was building on the governor to retreat as gridlock on the border got worse. I'm Ed Donahue.
South African officials say they are releasing emergency funds Friday to help people deal with the aftermath of recent massive rains and deadly floods along the country's eastern coast. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has declared the region a disaster area. Authorities say the unprecedented rainfall killed 341 people and left tens of thousands more without shelter, water, or electricity. The South African Weather Service has issued a warning about more rain and flooding this weekend. Recapping our top story this hour, Ukraine is celebrating a symbolic win against Russia in a war that has now lasted 50 days. And the Washington Post is reporting that the Ukrainian president has made a direct appeal to the U.S. president to designate Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.